Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you guys. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. I know you don't have to tell me you're having a fabulous, a marvelous evening, morning, afternoon, no matter where you are, because guess what? You are in your purpose. You are in your purpose because you have to be in your purpose in order for me to be in my purpose. It all works together. I just want to talk to you a little briefly about, you know, someone asked me one time, what are some characteristics or some qualities, if you will, that you see in someone that says they are mentor? You know, what do they have? And, you know, three things popped to my mind is, one, you have to be compassionate. I mean, you got to have compassion for one another. You actually have to be compassionate and realize into that also that you it's not all about you. It's all about building the communities, building the family, and, of course, building someone else. That's what it's all about, being a mentor. And then number two is, guess what? You got to be consistent. When you have to be, you have to say the right things when nobody's listening. When somebody's looking, you need to do, you know, what you're going to do, and then do that same thing when somebody's not looking. The thing that I'm trying to say is, you know, don't be on one side or the other. Don't straddle the fence. You got to be consistent in who you say you are, and your actions should be corresponding to that, okay? And the last thing we want to say, that which goes right along with it as well, is being authentic. Now, I wanted to bring authentic in separately because, you know, because words are powerful. Words are powerful when we actually in business and our family and, of course, when we are around our kids. The things that we do, the things that we say, our kids actually are looking at us and they know what you're doing, okay? I can see that in myself, that the things that I do, that my parents do, as my mom and dad, use a lot of characteristics there. So that's the answer to my question. People always ask me questions about a particular thing, and I just wanted to bring that across. That's what characteristics or qualities, if you will, that a mentor should have. We're talking somebody that's there to push you on into your destiny, someone to say, okay, you need to stop doing this. You actually need to walk up and stand up in your calling, your passions, your purpose that you were created for. Okay? But you know what we do here at Good Deeds? We actually share other people's light. We share other people's message to the world. And that's what I have the awesome opportunity of being your host. I am Dr. Renee Sunday. I'm known as the platform builder. So what I do is build people. We build them in order for them to walk out their purpose, to obtain their goals, dreams, and all the things that's inside of them that God has put inside of them. And this is one of the mediums we do that in, radio and TV, and the awesome things we have to do. But I love talking about communities. I love talking about family. I love talking about our youth. And we have an awesome, awesome guest today. And that's what we're going to dive deep on. We're going to peel back the layers because we want to do this. We want to do this now. We need to find out how we can empower and position our youth for success. Okay, that's what we want to do. We want them to be successful. But we actually have to be mindful of the things that we do and the things that we say. We have the awesome, the fabulous, the wonderful. I mean, he is amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing. He's a CEO and he's also a certified John C. Maxwell coach. He's a trainer. He's a speaker. He's a specialist. He's so many things that we love that because he actually has been doing this for years, that he actually can empower us and position us that we can actually help our community. We want to welcome the Good Deeds, none other than the fabulous, the magnificent, the CEO and the awesome, awesome man of God, Mr. Edward Reed. Are you there?
I'm right here with you, Renee. Good evening. How are you?
I'm great. Welcome to Good Deeds. Thank you so much for taking time out your busy schedule to be with us.
Well, Renee, it's truly a blessing and an honor just to be on the show with you. And I just want to commend you for all the work that you're doing to create platforms for other people so that we can go out and do the work that we're called to do to help impact and transform lives all around the country.
Oh, wow. Amen. Oh, you didn't mess me up already, started because somebody just said that to me. So come, confirmation come quick. Amen. But ladies and gentlemen,
amen.
Please sit back. Sit back. Now, now tell us, you know, the things that's going on in your life. And I mean, this man is impacting people, okay? He's impacting the world. Tell us a little bit more about yourself and the things that's going on in your life.
Sure, Renee. So here's a few things that are going on right now. It's we're at a place in history where it's time for us to come together and make a difference for the next generation. And while we might have the illusion that all is well with our young people, and our young people, when they catch it, they get all kinds of negative descriptors. Sometimes people say they're entitled. Some people say that they're ungrateful. But really what happens, our young people, they need guidance and direction. They need empowerment and to be equipped. And so some of the things that I'm doing, Renee, is that I have the honor of serving as a the president of the Maryland School Counseling Association. I have the honor of running a company called Academic Management Group, where we help young people to learn how to position themselves for scholarships, college admissions, set them up for careers. And the other thing that I'm doing, Dr. Renee, is that I'm working with people to help them develop their leadership skills. I've been very fortunate to spend the last 25 years working with teams, working with individuals, and really in that area of how do you build your leadership capacity that you can have some results in whatever it is that you want to do. So those are a few things, Dr. Renee, that I'm doing.
Wow, that's powerful what you do. You know, I want to step back a minute because you said something so powerful that, you know, you hear it all over the media, and I try my best not to, you know, chime in that. But I have to say it at this point. I commend you for saying what the media keep putting out there, that the young people, they want this, they want that they always saying something negative. So I commend you for seeing below all that. And I'm going to just say it like it is, this craziness that we see in the forefront, which is a delusion of what these powerful young men and women can do, that they actually can have results on every hand. So we commend you for actually being there and being an advocate for them.
Thank you, Dr. Renee.
You're welcome. But let's dive a little deeper in the things that, you know, because people love to say this. They love to say that this community have no idea what this other community is going through. Well, what's your take on that? Because, you know, we all similar in so many aspects. What's your take on when people bring up that saying that, you know, this community can be helped and the other community can't be helped?
Well, when I look at that, I've been blessed to have the opportunity to travel abroad. And so I've seen young people who are living in poverty out in Paraguay. I've seen young people who are struggling, but yet they have a happiness and an eager to learn and improve their situation. I've heard people compare one community to the next community. And what I would say to these comparisons, every child, no matter if the child comes from a wealthy family or a family that's struggling, every child wants to do better. More importantly, every child was born with a gift inside of them. There's a gift inside each child. Each child is unique. Each child has something to contribute to a global community. And so it's foolishness to get caught up in this game, what I call classism. Because if we really dive deep, we have to get past all the hundreds and hundreds of years
of classism that exists in this country, and that's white folks, black folks, Hispanic folks. And when we began to peel back that, I'm going to tell you, I'm a man of faith, Renee, Dr. Renee. And so I thought it was quite amazing that, now I'm not pushing my faith on anyone else, but there's a God, and this God had a son named Jesus. And what's amazing is that Jesus is born in a manger. And so he was in one community that was a little different than some other communities. And so when we bring it to 2017 and we look at tension that's drawn on one group versus the other group, there's a lot of division, a lot of things that are put in place to divide people from one another. Now, what I will say, there are some who have a faulty mindset that they believe that only certain people are entitled to the better things of life. And one of the reasons I started my company, Academic Management Group, I saw so many kids and families being left out of the access to information pipeline. And so when we talk about this gap, we talk about performance gap, I look at it from three levels. The most obvious level is the performance gap. You got some groups doing better than other groups, and that's reflected in their performance. It's reflected in income. If you look at the Pew Research and you look at the study that just came out recently, you show the disparities among races in wealth. And so when I go a step further, a little deeper, I dig a little deeper, there's opportunity. There's a gap. There's an opportunity gap. Well, your performance won't be maximized if you don't know where the opportunities are. But in order to capitalize on the opportunities, you have to have access to the information. And so when I begin to think about a dividing line, it starts at the access to information. And that's why the work that you're doing is so important, because we're opening up access so that people can get the information to learn about the opportunities and understand how to play the game, which is going to increase their performance.
That's so powerful. That's powerful. Now, you know, that's a great segue, because I wanted, you know, the listening audience, you know, with your amazing corporation and the other organization you're part of, tell us a little bit about the programs and like you said, we got to get access to the information. We got to be educated before, you know, get our mind right with the information before we can be ready when those opportunities, you know, come up. So tell us a little bit more about what you do. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, he on a daily basis, this is what he does.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I spent some time with a family earlier today. Now, the young man is in eighth grade. The family came in to see me. We sat down at my office. And the parent was very strategic and great, great family. I said, what do I need to know so that we can help our child when it's time for him to go to college? They heard me speak once at an event, and I was talking about things you need to do to set your child up for success. So I met with the family, and we began to talk about this transition from middle school to high school. But what we also looked at is that when a child goes in to high school, there's a lot of excitement. Folks are excited. They're like, okay, I'm in ninth grade. Some kids think they've grown. But three critical years. And then listeners, I hope you take out a pen and a paper. I'm going to give this to you. There are three critical years, ninth grade, 10th grade, and 11th grade. What that child does, the experiences that that child has, will set them up for a trajectory for the rest of their lives. And so what a child does in ninth grade, 10th grade, and 11th grade, three little years, will open up so many doors of opportunities if they understand how the game is played. I'll share with you real quickly, Dr. Renee, that parents and children, students, they need to focus on becoming what I call a four-dimensional student. A four-dimensional student, dimension of academics, the dimension of character, the dimension of exceptional leadership, and the dimension of service. And so I coined that ACES, academic excellence, character of a champion, exceptional leadership, service to self and others. And when you go and you look at any scholarship, if you look at any college admissions, they're going to decide who gets in and who does not get in, looking at those four key criterions. And so when we talk about college, and I'm not just talking about a four-year, I'm talking about your two-year also, we're talking about how do you help a person, how do you help a family change generational destinies, is that we got to empower them to learn so that they can become creators and innovators. They learn how to do critical thinking. And oftentimes I've heard some people say, well, how am I going to pay for it? My kid has good grades, but and they study and they work really hard and they got good grades and they still can't get a scholarship. But I'm going to say your kid has to be more than just one-dimensional. We got to make sure that we're demonstrating character. We have to make sure that we're doing exceptional leadership, which is the impact you have on the organizations that you're in, and then the service that you provide to improve the community. How do you add value? When I work with young people, the parents get a kick out of this one, and I ask the child, I said, what do you do to add value in your home? Or do you have to wait for someone to tell you, take out the trash? And then I say, how do you add value in your classroom? And we go a little further. How do you add value into your school? Then how do you add value to your community? And so when a child goes through these experiences and they begin to do this year after year, it becomes a way of life. And so those that I've known who are most successful, they've mastered the character, which you touched on earlier today. They've mastered adding value to others, starting in their home and branching out. And they've mastered being a leader, how to use their influence to help others get ahead. And so that in a short period of time, that's the quick piece.
That I'm laughing because, you know, of course, I didn't know he was going to say those things. But, you know, like we said, all things work together. We want to do this, but we want to thank, and I have to thank him. He's so awesome and amazing. We want to, and actually, it's his birthday, I think, today. We want to thank the awesome, the fabulous Larry. Yeah, it's Larry's birthday.
Larry White.
Larry White Senior. Thank him so much for connecting us, and he's connecting me with several people on this platform and just generally networking with people to, just like you said, to help people move forward in the things that they're doing. You know, I want to ask this because you do have some programs that's actually pretty active right now. Tell us how we can actually, you know, actually gain more information from you, how, you know, of the programs and the services that, you know, how can we, because that was so powerful what you instilled in that family, how can we actually, you know, get your services and your products, and tell us a little bit about them.
Sure, certainly. And one of the things I have to say, I got one question for you, though. Larry White.
He's amazing. He's amazing.
Larry
White
is
a man of God.
He is. Just the other day we were doing, he organized a toy drive, and Dr. Renee, Sunday, Larry White, through his vision and his leadership, we were able to collect 2,000 toys overall. A lot of folks didn't get a chance to see the toys at the toy drive because they were in his garage from being dropped off. But getting 2,000 toys to impact and show love to families that he doesn't even know. And so he did an excellent job. So just real quick, I'll tell you about some of the programs we have. One of the programs we have coming up, I'm going to be teaching a course. It's going to be a mastermind group. It is a dial-in teleseminar, low-tech, easy-to-use, powerful impact. And the course is called Intentional Living, Choosing a Life That Matters. And this is based off of John Maxwell's work, Intentional Living. And so in that class, we're going to meet 6 weeks on Thursdays from 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I'm offering a special discount right now. And I'll tell you what I'll do, Dr. Renee. I have a discount, and what we're going to do is there's a code when you people go in to register for the class. And so first of all, you can register for the class if you write down this website, tiny, T-I-N-Y, URL.com/intentionallivingclass. INTENTIONALLIVINGCLASS. That's a link that will take you to sign up for the class. And if you forget that, all you can do, go into Google and search Edward Reed, Facebook, Intentional Living, and you'll get to my Facebook page, and you'll see a lot of information to register for the class. Now, the class normally runs at $349, but we're doing a special in the spirit of giving back, and so there is a discount code that brings the price of the course down to $197. And that discount code is DMV2017, DMV2017. And this is just my way of giving back, because often I talked earlier about people not having access. Well, I have the access, and I want to share the resource. And normally a lot of my colleagues, they're going to set the price a lot higher than what I'll set the price at. But I believe if we're going to transform communities, we have to empower them. We have to equip them with the information that helps them move from just having good intentions to intentional living, teaching them how to discover their purpose in life. And so I'm going to teach them 10 steps to move them to significance and how to just live their life daily with the end in mind. Instead of trying to figure out what I'm going to do, we're going to have a game plan. I'm going to show them this is how you do it. And now, remember, I've spent 25 years to get to where I am today, and I'm not stopping where I am. I'm going to keep on going. But as we talked earlier today, the road to success is paved with setbacks, letdowns, and failures when we've taken the learning from those situations and apply them to putting us in a position to move forward. So that's that information. Probably the easiest way to find me, Edward Reed, on Facebook or LinkedIn, or you can look at E. Reed Speaks on Twitter.
That's so powerful. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, the thing, you just don't know what the power that you just actually afforded us to, you know, in means of giving back and the helping people. You know how a lot of people always say when you make it, go back to get somebody else. But we're going to, you know, the great thing, Edward Reed said, he's going to take people with us. He actually going to share this information that is affordable, that you actually can learn this information and, of course, also, you know, help others at the same time. Oh, wow, that is just so powerful. We thank you for giving us discounts. We love discounts. But, you know, you said something, Ever, in our closing here, and that really made a spark in my spirit when you said you want people to actually have significance. Can you just, it's in my spirit, so we got to do it. I've learned When you say significance, talk a little bit about that, because people I think today have lost that, that they feel significant, that they actually have hope. Speak on that a little bit for us as we close out today.
Sure, absolutely. So when we talk about success, see, success is the stuff. It's the stuff that we have. Larry likes to tease me about my yard. Well, it's nice. It's a little old yard. And success is often measured by these accumulate things that we accumulate. But significance is when you move beyond success. Significance is when you do things and your life matters. And everybody, as I said earlier, everybody has a gift inside of them. And when we unwrap that gift and we teach them how to use that gift and apply that gift to adding value to their community, the significance begins to unfold, because now they're not just living life and blowing with the wind, but now they're being intentional in how they live. They're being intentional with the people that they connect with. They're partnering with like-minded people. So now we've moved from good intentions to action. We have results. So significance is when we choose a life that matters. And as my mentor and friend John Maxwell says, once you taste significance, success will never be the same.
I knew you were going to go there. That's why that was in my spirit. That is just so powerful. Oh, my. Oh, I know, ladies and gentlemen, you just really amazed at this point, because, you know, everybody talk about it, but we actually need to know what my parents always say, the meat of it, what it really means when you say success, being significant, having hope. You know, I just wish we could keep going with this, but, you know, we have a short time here on Good Deeds. Edward Reed, I want to please tell us again how we can contact you and how we can support you in the things that you're doing and, of course, on social media as well.
Sure, absolutely. I'm going to give you, so social media, write this one down, E. Reed Speaks. That's my Twitter, E. Reed Speaks. In terms of website, real simple. As a matter of fact, I'll give you that can be used. 240-232-8970. Or you can send an email to Ed Reed, E-D, Reed, R-E-E-D, at academicmanagementgroup.com. That's my other company. You can also find me on Facebook under Edward Reed, or you can find me on LinkedIn, and you'll see information that comes up. Just type in Edward Reed, John Maxwell Team, and it should pop up right away.
Well, we thank you so much. First of all, thank you so much for being in your purpose. But we want to thank you so much that you took time out your busy schedule to be here with us at Good Deeds. And if you need us for anything, please, please, please don't hesitate to contact us.
With Dr. Renee Sunday, I want to thank you once again, because you're being obedient to the calling that's on your life. And it's through your obedience that you become a bridge builder over barriers that allows people to climb up that ladder to reach that lifestyle of significance. So thank you for answering your call and doing what the Lord has put on your heart.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you. Woo-hoo, that's amazing. Thank you so much. Oh, Lord.
It's an honor and a pleasure. I look forward to hopefully we can reconnect again and get a chance to maybe share a few more things that the listeners might be interested in.
Oh, yeah, we'll make that a date for sure. But thank you so much for being here with us on Good Deeds.
All right. Thank you. Good night now, Dr. Renee.
Thank you. Woo-wee, this was so powerful. Ladies and gentlemen, please, you got to share this to everybody, this powerful information of how to, you know, we got to empower and position our youth for success. We have to do it. We have to. And, you know, an awesome platform, please share with your social media friends about this awesome discount. We'll have it on our website, and, of course, we'll have it on our social media platforms as well. But always remember, you do have a calling. You do have a reason that, one, you were born, and why you're here on earth right now. You have to do the three things. You got to believe, you got to trust, and guess what? You got to walk it out. If you want to get in touch with us here at Good Deeds or anything, please contact us at our website, which is www.reneesunday.com. Again, that is www.renee, which is R-E-N-E-E, Sunday, S-U-N-D-A-Y.com. We got all our information on there about the speaking platform, our virtual events that's coming up, you know, our speaking platform, our radio, TV, the publishing company, all that is there. But we love you, love you, love you, and we'll see you next time on Good Deeds. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. See you next time. Bye-bye.